It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 16 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We're looking at the number 60. We're also rounding out the football season as our teams, a couple of teams we had in the playoffs, finished their seasons Friday night. Basketball's getting started. Man, just lots of stuff to talk about. But we're going to talk about the number 60 just for a minute before we do that. And a lot of good football. All players wore number 60.
Yeah, before the numbering system came into existence, and now it's kind of went out again, especially in college football. The Otto Graham, a great Browns quarterback, wore number 60 for a while.
Been a long time since the Browns heard that.
What a great quarterback. Yeah. They've had a lot of great quarterbacks. They just went somewhere else to be great quarterbacks.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield.
That's right.
What do you mean by the number system's like going out again? Is it
Well, they've got it. They had it pretty strict there for a while where if you were a back, you had to wear a 20 or 30, maybe a 40 number.
Really?
If you were a lineman, and you had to be a 50, 60. Wide receivers wore, single digits or 80s, and now all bets are off. I mean,
just whatever.
Quarterback for BYU wears 37 now.
Yeah. Jeff said that he watched Broken Bow play the other night, and the middle linebacker had on zero, you know.
So, there you go.
I mean, it's just I do think maybe on the linemen, because you have to know who's eligible and who's not, that they still keep the numbers pretty in the – you know, in the 50s, 60s, 70s range. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody else, it's free game.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Well, I don't know about y'all, but like some of the rosters we get calling ball games in high school, they'll have players with two jersey numbers on there.
Yeah.
You know, lineman, or if they're going to make him an eligible receiver.
Right.
Oh, so, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Well, we got a roster Friday night that was unreadable, by the way. Right, Tony?
We did.
Yeah. I'm telling you, a third grader could have scribbled it down, but
it was hard, and especially when you get that 2 minutes before the game starts.
Yeah,
you know,
here you go.
It makes it harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, can you read Latin?
Yeah, we've seen some of that writing before.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the deal. If you're a coach and you really care about your kids' names being called right on the radio, get your roster, the right roster, in Scorebook Live, because that's where we look first.
Right.
And that's where everybody who's in the media looks first.
Yeah.
And if it's not there, then we have to depend on a
handwritten.
Sometimes we have gotten an order list, and the kids have been listed by shirt size.
Oh, this is either a high school roster or a Chinese food takeout menu. I don't know which one.
Yeah, so just get your roster right in Scorebook Live. It's not a big ask.
Not that hard.
I have been on the road doing it from the home side. You know, the team we're playing against. This has been a few years ago, but I've used the back of a woman's T-shirt in front of me one night.
They had the roster on the back of it.
No, that's to wipe his nose.
Have you ever started a game without a roster and made up names?
I've made up names, but I had a roster.
I have made up names.
Number 16 makes the catch.
I begged the coach for the roster. It was about time for the game to start. I believe it was a girls' softball game. So you know what? I made up names for the whole lineup.
That's awesome. That's great.
I think I've told this story before, but probably on the air. But Jesseville, they beat us pretty bad one year and had their reserves in, and one kid, his name was Evan Williams. I called his name for every single play.
And Evan Williams throws it to Evan Williams.
We digress.
Yes.
But it is an issue. Chuck Benardick.
Bignarik. Chuck Bignarik. Yeah, he was a stud before that term was probably used.
Yeah, back when you didn't wear face masks.
I was going to say, he didn't wear a face mask.
And his hands look like, I mean, his fingers are pointing in four different directions.
Oof.
He was a middle linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles.
And Walter Johnson, just kind of a decent player.
Yeah, he was a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, he was a pretty good guy.
Yeah, there you go, number 60 covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got it. So,
all right,
now let's talk about high school sports.
For decades, York Gary Autoplex has stood side by side with Scrapper Sports. They know the value of hard work, dedication, and teamwork, the same values that drive both the Scrappers and York Gary. From sponsoring athletics to serving families across generations, York Gary proves every day that they go beyond expectations. Scrapper fans, when you need a new Chevy, GMC, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, or Chrysler, there's only one name to remember: York Gary Autoplex.
All right, time to talk about the Nashville Scrappers now. The Scrapper football team finished their season 8-3. Great season for them. Started off with a couple of losses, reeled off 8 straight wins, won the 7-4A, which is a major accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And then in the first playoff game, they Pocahontas Redskins, Tony.
Yeah.
That's the same as the Hurricane, right?
That's the same as the Hurricane Redskins.
Yeah. That's right.
Us and Pocahontas have got to hang on to the Redskins. Yeah. Moniker.
That's because I don't know. That's surprising to me. Must not be woke enough around there, I guess.
In West Virginia, no.
Pocahontas Commanders doesn't sound like, you know, like the other one.
See, I was thinking it was Pocahontas Smith.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Like John.
Yeah, that's right. Because she married him, right?
Yeah.
So her name would have been Smith.
Yeah.
Pocahontas Smith, right?
The Smiths.
but anyway, Pocahontas came down here. You know, and this is the second year they've come down and beat the Scrappers.
Wow.
At Nashville.
I
was surprised.
I was surprised as well.
Yeah, and talking to Coach.
I was anticipating maybe getting to go watch a game Friday night.
Yeah.
In talking to Coach Cheshire, though, I think the Nashville, you know, no excuses, but I think they had some players that were kind of beat up, and also, Pocahontas ready to play when they got down here. But great season for them. Congratulations to them on winning the conference there.
It's just one of those things. Some teams have your number.
Yeah.
And some teams you have their number. And it seems like right now Pocahontas has Nashville's number. You know, maybe they're really good at something that the Scrappers need to work on. But it is really odd that certain teams, you know, will have another team's number. And you just have a hard time beating them no matter what the records are.
Mm. Yeah. And momentum is a hard thing to carry, right?
Yeah.
Forever.
But we're going to get a chance to talk to Coach Brad Cheshire. Or I got a chance to talk to him, and we'll hear that in just a minute. But before we do that, I just want to talk about the Scrapperettes for a minute, because they're playing basketball. They went up to Lone Oak a week from Saturday a week ago and played and beat the Lone Oak Jackrabbits.
Okay.
Yeah. 64-26, I believe it was the score, but it was pretty close to that if it wasn't. And then they went to the Conway tournament, which is a very prestigious tournament.
Yeah.
And went up there and they beat Life Prep out of Kansas 53-36. They also beat Little Rock Christian 62-44. Lost to Earl 54-35. Earl.
I've just got to say, Earl must be pretty good.
Well, Earl is in the state championships almost every year.
I was going to say, they either played in the state championship last year or lost in the semifinals, one of the two.
Yeah, and that's about every year.
Yeah.
And just a really athletic and big team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Scrapperettes showed themselves well this week. They're going to be in the Lake Hamilton tournament, and they're going to be playing a lot of other good teams up there too.
A lot of good competition.
Yeah, they are. So
going in 3-1, three wins, pretty good though.
Yeah, they're doing really well so far. But
getting some quality opponents under their belt too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, Coach Paul Dean's been known for that. He does that all the time, Look forward to seeing what they do this week. We'll talk to Coach Brad Cheshire now.
I've got Coach Brad Cheshire of the Nashville Scrappers with me today. Coach, season ended not the way you wanted it to.
No, but, you know, they're extremely proud of this team for the season that they did have. Obviously losing in the first round, we didn't, you know, live up to our expectations around here, which is disappointing. And, You know, that's not something that we're used to. Obviously, it's happened 2 years in a row now. And so we've got to go back to work and go back to the drawing board and start getting ready for 2026 and make sure that this doesn't happen again. But you know, as disappointed as I am in losing to Pocahontas, which give a lot of credit to Pocahontas for what they did, and they came down here and played extremely well. But as disappointed as I am, I'm very happy for our kids, especially our seniors, for the season that they had in the regular season, being you know, winning the conference. So can't say enough about this team and the effort that they put forth you know, just their commitment, dedication to buying in to everything that I was selling and you know, doing as much as they could for this program to get it back on track. And so we'll move on and we'll find ways to improve to make sure that this doesn't happen again and see how far we can go in 26.
And Coach, and I know that great season for the Scrappers. I mean, started off with two losses and then reeled off eight wins in a row, won the 7-4A, which is a major accomplishment just to win that conference. That's like, you know, every week there's somebody there that's just, you know, that can beat you. And then, you know, making it to the playoffs, obviously didn't end the way you want to. But I know you got a lot of seniors on that team that have meant a lot to the program. And can you just talk about them for a minute?
Yeah. You know, we're going to lose 14 seniors that, you know, at the beginning of the year, I told them that I wanted them to be able to enjoy their senior year and hopefully, you know, I could help them by doing everything in my power to make their senior season special. I thought the regular season did that. Obviously, you know, losing in the playoffs the way we did, you know, that wasn't what we had in mind to finish their season. So, you know, I that's something that, you know, I apologize to those guys. That Friday night and after we lost Pocahontas was how sorry I was that we didn't get to finish it the right way. But all 14 of these dudes played a key role in you know, getting the culture back in our locker room. But, you know, just to name, you know, these seniors, you got Tucker Dixon, who played running back for us. Ended up tearing his ACL week eight, I believe, of the season. No, it was week seven. Week seven of the season. You know, a guy that had a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns, and so we lost him, and he's truly going to be missed. Kid that works extremely hard. Carson Chambers, the most high character kid on this team, that just is all scrapper, that will do whatever it takes to help you win. Carson had a really good year at our tight end receiver position, and a guy that just, like I told you, I mean, we're going to miss his character in the locker room. But Carson did a good job for us. Hayden Gray played safety for us. You know, Hayden came out this year as a senior. Last year, you know, didn't play, but came out and did a good job for us defensively in the secondary. It's kind of my coach on the field, you know, defensively in the secondary. Makai Johnson, defensive end, you know, he's one that will, I mean, he's one of those guys that's extremely hard to replace. You always have those seniors that leave, you know, and graduate, and you try to decide, can you replace them with the guys moving up or not? And Makai is one of those guys that I don't know if we have anybody that can replace him right now. He's just that special of an athlete. Cortez Cooper, a kid that we're going to miss in the locker room, plays safety for us, plays receiver for us. Always has the right mentality, always positive, high character kid as well. Luis Flores came in and kicked for us this year. Josh Walker, who when I came in was a receiver. As we got into the late summer, early fall, we moved him over to the defensive side of the ball and proved to be a really good outside linebacker for us that made a lot of plays this year. And one in particular that he'll remember for a long time is the interception for a touchdown versus Arkadelphia. Jareth Perez, another kicker for us. He was our place kicker. Luis Flores was mainly our extra point field goal kicker. But Braden Irby played, a three-year starter, but defensive line, very athletic, going to miss him up front, just being able to move and the strength that he has up front. Lucas Ayat at linebacker, a kid that really stepped up, played a lot last year, but really stepped up in the summer, became a really good player for us. Our second leading tackler on the season. KJ Coulter. KJ Coulter is a kid that, you never really saw a ton on the field, but I'm going to tell you this, I'll go to war with KJ any day. Just an outstanding young man has a lot of character. That does whatever you ask him to do. And so love KJ, and I appreciate everything he's done for us. He's had special value on this team. Abari Williams, our team's leading tackler, that inside linebacker, a kid that didn't play last year that played this year. That's one that we're going to miss in the middle at inside linebacker that made a lot of plays. Carson Kirby played offensive line for us, missed the second half of the season because he had to get surgery on his hand. But you talk about, I know I've said, I've talked about a few of these kids being high character, but, I can say that for all 14 of them. But Carson Kirby's a kid that does every little thing right. Didn't play last year, and came in this year as a senior, played really well for us up front on the offensive line, goes hard every single play. Last senior to mention is Jameson McIntosh, probably the biggest leader on this football team, a kid that everybody looks up to, ended up breaking, had a bad injury week 10 of the season, which knocked him out, and he was not able to play in the first round of the playoffs. But Jameson's one that he'll be hard to replace. Kind of one of those guys, like I said about Makai, he'll be hard to replace. Just his effort, his attitude, the camaraderie that he has with kids on this team is unmatched. And so we'll miss him. But those seniors are special kids, special to me, special to this program. They are special to me because they did everything I asked them to do. And coming in, I wanted to get the pride and culture and discipline back in this program. And those 14 guys really helped me do that. They did more for me than I probably did for them. So very thankful for those 14 kids.
I know they had a great run here at the end, and a lot of those kids, we heard their names every week, and they made a huge difference to the Scrapper football team. You talked about the seniors a little bit. What about next year? As you see, you got a pretty good nucleus coming back, I think, from what I know of.
Yeah, we do. We will return 9 starters on offense, and we'll return right at 5-6. We'll return right at 5 on defense. So offensively, we return a lot of kids. We were very, very young on offense this year. And that's something to look forward to. Jacoby Hobson, who played quarterback for us, he's a sophomore. He'll be back. Bryce Perrin, who played he started out at receiver for the year and then had to go to running back when Tucker got hurt. But, with him coming back and DJ Jefferson, obviously we all know DJ's story of tearing his ACL the day before we open up the season versus Magnolia. DJ's a junior, and so we got to get him healthy and get him back in there. Trendon Northcross, who was a backup running back for us, is a sophomore, started at corner for us. He's a kid that I really look forward to having a really big junior season. But, at receiver, you got Gage Applegate, Devontae Gillum, Bryce Perrin, Jalen Staggers, Trenton Northcross, Keyshawn Jefferson, all these guys that, you know, played this year, they're all coming back, which is good. And so on the offensive side of the ball, we have a lot of them coming back, and we have some really good ninth graders coming up that will contribute early, and a lot of big skill kids in the ninth grade that'll help us next year. Aiden Bradley, you know, he's going to return on the offensive line. Out of our offensive linemen will return four of the five. And, you know, we're going to return Jace Wright, who was a sophomore up front, at left guard, Luke Lacey, who was a junior center. Aiden Bradley is a sophomore, played the right guard. And Deshaun Hawkins was a sophomore and played the right tackle. So we're going to return those guys. Aiden Bradley also was a big, big help at defensive end for us this year. And so we look forward to having him back. But you know, defensively, you get some guys coming in that, you know, obviously the we're going to have to replace some linebackers because we lose all three of our linebackers. And so Blake Moody, he's going to have to step up and get ready to go and have a good offseason. And Jacob Teague's another one that's in that mix that's got to step up and get ready to go. Lyndon Manley, you know, Drew Gitchell, some of those young guys that, you know, and that goes for a lot of these young guys that didn't play a lot this year. I mean, you know, now it's time to grow up and step up and get ready to roll. So we've got a lot of good ones coming back, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about a winter and spring with them. Obviously, the next 4 weeks are the worst weeks of your life as a coach. Because you really want to be playing. You want to be coaching and playing games, and you got to sit here and watch all your opponents go, you know, go coach and play, and that's frustrating. But I'm really excited about this winter and spring as a team and as a coaching staff. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got to go get better in every single area and hopefully stay healthy next year and see what happens.
Well, Coach, man, it sounds like the future of Scrapper football is really bright, you know, and because I know you didn't even talk about junior high kids coming up, and I know there's a lot of good junior high kids coming up too. So, it just sounds like the future is in good hands. Y'all got it going the right direction. Looks like it's going to be another good year. I mean, you surprised me when you started naming off all those names. You're even younger than I thought you were.
And you know, that's no excuse for losing in the first round, and I'll never use that as an excuse, but I'm telling you, I mean it when I say I'm excited about this winter and spring and summer, you know, of continuing to develop these kids. We still have a lot of work to do in building these kids and developing these kids. And if we don't go to work, then we'll get the same result as we did this year. And so we've got a lot of work to do and a lot of room for improvement, and we got to get busy.
Yeah. Well, Coach, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Biggest thing is, you know, that I wanted to mention, Greg, is thank you to you and Tony for, you know, allowing me and a lot of other coaches to talk about our kids. I think that's huge for our schools. And so I'm very thankful for you and the time that you take to contact me, and just very thankful, Greg, and I appreciate all that you do for all of our schools.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, one of the things that I'll mention, since you mentioned that, make sure you say thank you to all the sponsors if you're listening to this, because they're the ones that enable us to do it. And we love doing it. We wanted to talk about the kids, but without the sponsors, we couldn't do it. So listen to them and tell them thank you, if you will. Coach, man, I really appreciate you being just so easy to talk to and to get and hold of and everything all year long. And I look forward to talking to you in the future about Scrapper football.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Hometown Poultry Supply is now open in Nashville, right next door to McDonald's at 1516 South 4th Street. They're your new poultry supply and equipment dealer serving all of Southwest Arkansas and beyond. Whether you're building new houses or retrofitting old ones, they've been in your shoes. They're growers themselves, so they know what works and what doesn't. At Hometown Poultry Supply, they take care of you better than they take care of themselves. Come see them.
today.
Time to talk about the Mena Bearcats. The Mena Bearcats, the other team that we had out of our group of teams that made it to the playoffs, and they finished their season 6-5 after a loss to Hamburg, 42-21. And Tony, good season for the Mena Bearcats. Another tough conference.
Yeah, a really good conference. Mena is one of those teams that I think I've used this illustration before, the Sponge and Leon McCoy, who coached at Winfield. You know, he was a really strong guy. He was one of the guys that was into weights before anybody was into weights, and he'd take a sponge and dip it in the bucket, and then they'd send it around the room, and he'd get back to him, and he could still get water out of the sponge.
Oh, yeah.
I think that describes Coach Bentley at Mena really well. I think he's got everything out of that team that he could.
Yeah. And a good season. Congratulations to them. And now it's time to move over to basketball. And the Bearcats are one of the teams that their boys are playing basketball, Tony.
They are. They have started the season with three losses, although there's some good competition. Lake Hamilton beat them 55-41. Hackett beat them 61-49. And Van Buren beat them 76-45. The Lady Cats, though, have started 2-0. They beat Hackett 62-46 and beat Ashdown 48-25. So Lady Cats off to a good start. They usually have a really good girls basketball program in Mena.
Yeah, they do. That's pretty much a tradition. And they got good boys teams, too.
They do.
Much
like their football teams, though, they play bigger than they are. They're physical. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I guess it's that Bearcat mentality.
Yeah. Mm. It's maybe been a couple of years since we've seen them, but they do have a lot of football players that play basketball also.
They do.
So that
will help. I know Coach Bentley's not happy about it, but it will help the boys' basketball now that football's over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
UA Cossetot, cccua.edu. We appreciate them so much for sponsoring the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, and you need to go to that website today. You can find out so much information, including how to apply and enroll, and check out all of their programs and areas of study, their degree plans, medical education, online programs, programs by campus, and their high school programs as well. You can graduate high school with an associate's degree using the UA Cossetot High School programs they have on offer. You can also figure out how to pay for college as well, either with financial aid or scholarships, disbursements and refunds, and so much more. Figure out your textbooks and all career pathways. You can also check out their athletic stuff, their Colts merchandise shop. And speaking of that, you can go to uacossetotcolts.com. That is a website dedicated just for Colts fans. So you can check out, basketball's about to be starting up. Soccer is going strong right now. Their shooting sports are going strong. And you can visit their team shop. And you can donate directly to the UA Cossetot Colts and their athletic department there on the website. So join the Colts Club today and go to uacossetotcolts.com. And again, they're the main website. You can find out everything you need to know. Look at their calendar. Check out more about them and the news and all of their locations and everything. UA Cossetot, again, we appreciate them so much for sponsoring the podcast, and they've been with us for a good while now. So again, it's perfect for us, and we love talking about them. UA Cossetot, hit up cccua.edu today.
Time to talk about the Dirks Outlaws. The Outlaws and Lady Outlaws have not begun basketball season yet. Their junior high teams have played a couple of games. The Outlaws, they start November 21st at Acorn, and the Lady Outlaws start on Tuesday, November 18th. That would be at home against Lakeside.
That's nice. A big host for the it Outlaws. Is. I mean, that's to get Lakeside in there to play. Lakeside may walk into a hornet's nest.
What do you think? We got King Tut back on.
Well, I went to the one of the summer camps that they do earlier this year and watched them play Lakeside. Actually, I believe it was the last game of the second day for both teams, and it was a really competitive game. I mean, a good game, and both teams were tired. So, you know, this will be a completely different game, but I expect to see a good game on Tuesday night between the Lady Outlaws and Lakeside Lady Rams, I believe.
That's correct.
And then both senior high teams will be in action, as you mentioned, Friday night at Acorn.
I didn't want to say Acorn.
Junior teams are in tournament this week. I don't have a whole lot of Outlaw information, but boy, the Outlaws had a big week. Let's talk about last Friday for just a second.
Sure.
T-Mobile put on a heck of a party at Derrick's at the gymnasium, presented a million-dollar check.
Spent it, you know, too, right?
We've on already spent it, yeah. they may have spent that much on the party, to tell you the truth.
What's Grok's show-up rate?
That's a lot of surprises, you know, and few speakers, the president, CEO of T-Mobile. You know, he was there. Everybody that was anybody at T-Mobile, they said, was there.
Nice.
Of course, they didn't introduce me to any of those people, but they
tried to keep you away from them.
They didn't want them to take the money back. And I'm at a loss for his last name right now, but Jeff something, who is Patrick Mahomes' quarterback coach, he was there. He made a talk. Clint Sterner was there. He wasn't a speaker, but, you know, Razorback legend, he was there. But the surprise, you know, Gronk was there.
Mm-hmm.
He came out, and I'm sure a lot of people there didn't even know who he was. Some of the younger folks probably don't even know who Gronk is. But I tell you who they did know, and they brought him out first thing, sang the national anthem. And just to be honest with you, it was really kind of a spiritual event. Bailey Zimmerman, and I mean, I've heard of him, know a few of his songs, but the young crowd, you know, they're really into this guy. And he sang the national anthem. And then he performed probably 6 or 7 songs. But he talked to the kids, you know, and gave them some scriptures from the Bible, told them, you know, not to give up on their dreams. And Derrick's was proof of what you could do if you set your mind to do something and wanted to do it. And, I mean, I could go on and on about this. I'm not going to take up a lot of time. But, I mean, an event like we had last Friday, those kids, they won't ever see anything like that again. And, you know, a lot of them probably won't ever get a chance to go to a concert. They got to see somebody that's popular in right now. And I mean, it was really amazing.
You know, I really wanted to come, but I wasn't invited.
Everybody was invited. I think it was on Facebook. I mean, I don't know if you have social media, Greg.
I don't. I don't know how to use that stuff. We can talk about it all you want to, because that's a once in a lifetime deal.
Yeah. I mean, I may talk about it every week for the rest of the year.
Well, you know, I think it was amazing. You know, what gets me is, you know, Thursday night I was watching Gronk on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was in Philadelphia. No, he wasn't in Philadelphia. Where was he, Tony?
He has a show, right? He does like a...
Well, he's on NFL Today.
Yeah.
On CBS. But wherever they played Thursday night, he was there and talking. And then, you know, so it means enough to him and his sponsorship of that stuff that he got on a plane and flew to Little Rock, I'm assuming, and drove down to Dirk's. You know,
or somebody drove him.
Probably.
And I know a little bit about what's going on here and there. Like, sometimes they keep me in the loop, just so I don't get in the way. They'll say, hey, this is going on, why don't you stay away? But I had no idea who the musical performer was going to be. Gronk, you know, the T-Mobile guy, he showed the video where Gronk's congratulating the Outlaws. And, you know, when it went off, he said, you know, wouldn't it be cooler to even see him in person? And he comes walking out, and I kind of fangirled myself because I don't know who his Pittsburgh Steeler tight end is, but Gronk has to be one of the top 3 tight ends of all time in the NFL, I would think.
Yeah, he's definitely up there.
You know what I did want to ask him, though? I didn't get to meet him, shake his hand, and I mean, this might not even be podcast appropriate. I don't know. I wanted to ask him, because I've wondered this, if Aaron Hernandez hadn't have got in all that trouble, where he would have landed.
Yeah.
You know, in the tight end conversation, because they were splitting time.
In all that trouble.
Well, a serial killer.
I know.
I mean, fruit.
All that trouble.
He was a Fruit Loop killer.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were splitting time at tight end. Would he have, I mean, go somewhere else or?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think he played college ball at Arizona, didn't he, Gronk?
I'm not really sure.
I'm almost positive. That's right. I don't know. Gronk has kind of got a reputation for not being the sharpest knife in the drawer. But, you know, you have to be really smart to play that dumb. I really believe that.
Yeah.
I really believe it. I think that Bradshaw's the same way. You don't get where you are in life, where those guys are in life, by being stupid.
Right.
You can do that, but there's some guys that are just stupid.
Why'd you cut your eyes at me when you said that?
Did he show up? That one right there?
No, he did support them, though.
He did support them, yeah.
Yeah, he supported them. They got support from all 50 states. I mean, just an amazing deal, you know.
Yeah, I can't take all the credit.
No.
There was a lot of people voting.
Yeah. Winning it was like the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had called Coach Paul Ernest in here a lot of times, two or three times on the radio. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's kind of what he said. Seeing everybody come together for one common cause here and doing that was just amazing.
My brother was voting in Winchester, Virginia. My Uncle Bruce was voting in Hurricane, West Virginia. I mean, I saw something, and I don't know where they got this, that 400,000 people had voted for Derrick's. Now, a lot of those had voted multiple times, but 400,000 different people had voted.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And like I told the Booster Club Friday, you know, we were talking afterwards, and I said, it really still doesn't even seem real, you know, that we've done this. And, you know, they claim by the start of next season they'll be finished. I think that'd be hard to do. But T-Mobile's going to show up, and they said Gronk would be with them when they unveil the new
weight room
stuff, weight room, and bleachers, field, everything, you know, and have a big party. They're hoping it's by the first home game next year. So,
well, that's cool. So
you're invited to it, Greg.
Thank you. Don't let me forget. Does that mean that we get to play in the tournament for free next spring?
What tournament?
Golf tournament. You're not going to have any more since you won $1 million?
That is funny. I told them in our group message the other day, I said, y'all remember when we done this in the first golf tournament, we thought we were big time because we made $11,000.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look at us now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, congratulations to the Dirks Outlaws and on the T-Mobile win. And man, just an amazing thing.
So. Yep.
Anything else you want to say about the Outlaws?
Basketball's here.
It is.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen. Give them a call, 870-642-8387, to schedule an appointment today. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, located at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. You can call them at 870-898-5181. Come on, man. Martin Veterinary Services, think of them as your other family doctor, okay? Everybody knows your furry little ones. Come on, you need to give them the best health care possible, and you will do no wrong by going with Martin Veterinary Services, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, DeQueen Animal Hospital. Just, if you don't take my word for it, take all these Google reviews, 5 stars across the board of all of this, and they're all recent too. They help our dogs, they give them shots, they check them out. Absolutely awesome place to take your fur babies. This town gained angels when he brought his family here. That's how much people trust Dr. Martin and his staff. Absolutely amazing staff. I've used them personally. I got myself a new dog not long ago. You know, got myself a dog and he was a stray, so took him there. You know, he of course had, you know, worms and some other small problems, some skin problems. They helped him through all of that, and then actually just recently got him got him neutered over there, and it was a great process. They kept him overnight, you know, and picking him up, and you almost couldn't even tell that anything had happened, you know. So that was very, very cool to see. They love my dog up there, and I'm sure they love yours. I've taken my cats there for their yearly shots and all that stuff. So whether it's just routine or something serious, you can trust DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. We appreciate them for sponsoring the podcast since the very beginning. So trust Martin Veterinary Services today.
Time to talk about the Costot River Eagles. And Tony, they're in the middle of basketball now. Girls and boys both lost to Waldron over the last week. The boys lost 66-51. Girls lost 61-32.
Yeah, getting to text yesterday with Coach Barrett, Chris Carterby, you know, saying the usual suspects for the Eagles, had 16 points in the loss to Waldron. I know he likes the way his team's coming together, and I see some wins in the Eagles' future coming very soon.
At Pilgrims, their vision guides everything they do to be the best and most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. Absolutely amazing. We love having Pilgrims Pride as our title sponsor. From education and recreation to healthcare and social services, JBS USA invests in meaningful community projects that have lasting benefits for their team members and their neighbors, and they provide meaningful investments in projects that will have lasting impact for generations to come. The Hometown Strong Initiative is part of a $70 million contribution to the communities where they live and work. Also, building the largest free college tuition program in rural America, Better Futures. Pilgrims is providing team members and their child dependents the opportunity to pursue their higher education dreams for associate degrees and trade certificates at community and technical college tuition free. Also, they want their team members to know just how much they appreciate their dedication by ensuring they love working with us. As part of their total compensation package, they offer comprehensive employee benefits designed to meet the healthcare and financial goals of their team members and their families today, tomorrow, and in the future. Their seven values include determination, simplicity, availability, humility, sincerity, discipline, and ownership. These values are reflected in the hard work of their team members every single day. Community is also a driving force behind everything Pilgrims does, whether it's in community events, fundraisers, charitable donations to the community. Pilgrims can always be seen helping wherever they can. We value the people who make our company a success. Seriously, so many fundraisers in the area. You always know Pilgrims always donates the chicken and even cooks it sometimes. They're always seen in the community for many community events. So we appreciate them so much in the community for employing so many people here and also for sponsoring and being the title sponsor for the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. So again, we appreciate them so much. Opportunity awaits. Join their talent community today and visit jobs.pilgrims.com. And now it's time for my favorite segment on the program, Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Award Show.
And we're going to start off with the Leopards and the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency. Leopard Player of the Week is going to be?
Going to be Heavenly Pickens, 15 points, a really good game against a really good Taylor squad.
All right, moving forward, the Domtar Panther Player of the Week.
Going to be a girl we mention a lot, Kaylee Dancer from the Pantherettes.
Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week.
Another young lady will probably be mentioned a lot this year, Bella Baker.
All right. Horatio State Bank also sponsors the Gator Player of the Week, but they didn't play this week, so there's no one there. Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week.
We're going to go with the seniors on this scrapper team. Coach Cheshire speaks highly of them, and we wanted to recognize them.
All right. And moving on to the Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
We're going to go with all the junior outlaws with their big wins at DeQueen this week.
The Stillwell's Legacy Warriors Player of the Game is going to be?
Libby Bartek, 25 points and 16 rebounds in their big win.
And the Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week?
Going to be the 24-25 Bearcats who just really had a really good season this year.
Tough guys.
Yes, they are. They are. I'm telling you, when I say they play bigger than they are, they do. They play bigger than they are.
And Union Bank of Mena also sponsors the Costot River Eagles, and their player of the week is going to be?
Chris Carterby, 16 points again. He's on that 16 number.
Who's that?
Against Waldron.
I think we'll hear his name some more, too.
We already have.
Yeah, we have. So moving on to the area players, the Toad Thumper Lure Offensive Player of the Area is going to be?
Karsten Scribner, who was the MVP of the game with Little Rock Christian for the Scrapperettes.
And the Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Area is?
Ellie Morphew, speaking about tough people.
Yeah.
25 rebounds in the Lady Leopards' first two games, played excellent defense.
She's got the best mean face ever.
She learned from the best.
Don't know who that'd be. And the Mud Creek Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area this week is
Abari Williams, 14 tackles and two tackles for loss against the Pocahontas Redskins.
Nice.
All right. So that winds up the awards. We've got one more thing to do. We've got to name our game of the week. The DeQueen Motorsports game of the week is going to be
the DeQueen Leopards and Lady Leopards traveling to Horatio in another Sevier County showdown to face the Lions and Lady Lions.
Better get there early.
You better. Want a seat. You ain't going to have a seat if you
don't
get there early.
We better get there earlier. We won't have a place to call from.
Well, I've already talked to Bryce about that.
Okay. Okay, good. Because we need a better place than we had last time, if
well,
you recall.
I think we may end up the same place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sounds good, then. We'll make it work.
Yeah. Sounds wrong? Good to me.
Where do they put you?
Where do they put us? We're right on the court.
Yeah.
Right there, huh?
Which is not, I mean, on the court.
Yeah, we've called from a lot worse places.
Yeah, we have called from worse places. It's not bad.
I get set up there by Doug.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, good.
I mean, they like me.
Yeah. Well.
Who wouldn't?
I don't know why anybody wouldn't like you. Anyway, that's it for all the awards. It's time to talk national sports.
And the National Talk is brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned. See them for all of your pre-owned car needs.
Okay, looking at Razorback basketball to start with. They started off 3-1 overall. They were 2-0 this past week, but, man, Friday night, kind of tough.
Is Samford?
Yeah.
They're pretty good?
Apparently. You know, what's interesting, they had a new coach. His name was Acuff, which is interesting because, you know, there's an Acuff Jr. that plays on the Razorbacks. No Ken, I don't believe.
Right.
But from what I gathered.
I think Roy Acuff was a good bluegrass singer.
He was.
But he could hoop.
Yeah.
Roy could ball.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, he had to build a whole team.
Yeah,
and man, they should have put a scare in the Razorback. I bet Calipari was scared. I don't know if anybody else was, but I bet he was.
I wasn't worried at all.
You weren't?
Well, I didn't get to watch it because I had YouTube TV.
Yeah, I know. Me either. Me either. Of course, we were playing basketball, so we wouldn't have watched it anyway. But anyway, the Razorbacks have been playing pretty well, and I didn't see the game, so I really can't comment on how they played there, other than I know it was close.
Yeah.
And probably most people thought it shouldn't have been.
I would say, just, you know, you don't think of Samford coming in and giving Arkansas a really good game at the Palace.
So. Yeah, that's what I think. But, you know, the thing about it is, you win and you move on.
That's right.
Yeah, you
3-1 is 3-1.
Yeah, you're not going to win all those games. Got a couple of games this week. I think they play Winthrop.
Yeah.
And I don't
know. We should go to that one.
Yeah.
Just down the road.
They're not playing at home.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. They're playing Winthrop, and they've got another game Friday night. I don't know who it is, but another game I won't be able to go to. But anyway, one of these days I'll go to one.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it'd be nice to get to go.
To play Jackson State.
I'll take them one day when you can't go.
Okay.
Jackson State,
is that Tuesday night?
That's Friday.
Okay.
Winthrop, Tuesday, Jackson State.
You
want
to go to Winthrop?
I may go down there today just driving around.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you got your gun with you, you may see a deer. Razorbacks off to a start.
Yeah.
We'll see how they do.
A start.
Well, you know, this week, you know, a couple of games that they should win readily. Then you look at the next week, they're playing Duke on Thanksgiving Day. We'll see what they got then.
I mean, if you acknowledge that winning at Michigan State would have really been tough, they're right where they should be. They shouldn't have lost any of these other teams.
No, that's right.
And, get the SEC play, you know, around Christmas or a little after, and it really tells the tale. We're young. We got some young players, and it'll show sooner or later.
Right. Yeah, usually when you go on the road in the SEC.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I was really impressed when we talked about this last week about at Michigan State. Normally what Arkansas does, even when they got relatively good teams, they lose by 25 on the road like those games. And they stayed in it till the end.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So maybe that bodes well for us. Maybe some of those guys can – those younger guys can do something else. And talking about staying in it till the end, we can talk about Razorback football. Man, they – are infuriating. There's nothing else you can say about it.
Did you stay with it till the end?
To be honest with you, I played golf Saturday, and where I was, I couldn't even get radio signal.
Oh.
So I did not hear it. I got updates on my phone. That's all I got. But I know everybody else did because we were the only ones on the golf course. People are sitting there watching it. When you got a quarterback that can run like Taylen Green, what are you doing throwing the ball? And when I say that, I'm talking about when you're down there close to scoring.
Yeah.
You know, if you got somebody wide open, that's fine. But don't throw it. I mean.
Well, you know, I spoke this into existence.
Yeah.
What did I say? Yeah.
You said, what are we going to do?
Lose the rest of them close.
Yeah.
Well, and that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah. And that's not going to happen.
But you know, on the flip side of the way this game went and people said, you know, we were up 14-0. You got to hold on to those leads. You know, we had the block punt for a touchdown, and I think somebody said that hadn't been done since 2009. And we run a trick play to set up the other touchdown. So, hey, man, we had to do some special stuff to take that lead. It's not like we got out there and just dominated them.
No, and I –
That's a good point.
I mean, the thing that irritates me more about it is that they just stay in games. But they can't get over the hump. And I know it irritates them more than it does me, but, I mean, I just – you know, they've been so close in so many games and played relatively well.
Yeah.
You know, they just can't do it. And I mean, if you think they're going to go down to Texas and do it this weekend, I don't think that'll happen. But I'd love that. That'd be good to get our first SEC win against the Longhorns. Yeah. I could love that. Jumbling up the college football playoffs, Oklahoma with that win over Alabama, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
But Georgia beating Texas, too. You know, I tell you what, it's really a scramble. What it leaves, though, is those Big Ten teams, Ohio State and Indiana, they're looking pretty, you know.
Yep.
Because the SEC is just picking each other off.
Yep.
Well, Texas A&M kept it from happening, and I don't know how.
Yeah.
You know, they were down big.
27.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest fallout of that game is going to be the cop in the that tried to tackle the players in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Did you see it?
Yeah. After
Texas State policeman, after South Carolina score, kid kind of kept running into the tunnel, and he's coming back, and policeman gives him a shoulder.
There's two players. One of them's kind of escorting him back to the field. It's kind of like he's hurt.
Yeah.
He'd grabbed his hamstring and run up into the tunnel. And the policeman just walks in between them.
He was sent home right then, but I bet there's more coming than that.
Knocks them both to the side. And you can see the kid turn around and put his hand out, like to apologize or something, and the policeman, he lays into him. Yeah. I mean, he goes chewing him out and
I'm sure he didn't know he was on camera.
They said he was relieved of his duties immediately. Watch highlights of it if you hadn't seen it.
It
won't be hard to find.
No, it will not.
You don't think Texas has got that taken off the every airway by now? I don't know, man. I think one of the big things, I still, you know, we talk about this, and I still think it's pointing towards what we've talked about for a long time. They're going to do it. They're going to jump ship on the NCAA, and they're going to have their own league.
Yeah, Big Ten and SEC.
Yeah, well, pretty close.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll take all the SEC players. They may take a few other players. But, you know, the thing about it is, I mean, you look at, like, Florida State, who you thought –
you got to have whipping boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Somebody's got to lose.
That's right. But,
well, you know what they'll do is just pay people to lose to them. Right? So, you know, like Florida State, I mean, that coach is on the hot seat. I think Dabo Swinney is on the hot seat.
Yeah.
You know, and
Florida State beat Alabama early in the year.
I know.
That's incredible.
I know. But
I think some of Dabo's problem with the culture and the fans there is the fact that he won't really adapt to the whole pay-to-play deal and portal. You know, he doesn't like it. You got to do it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be, if that's his philosophy, you got to be coaching in the Sun Belt.
And he may be.
Yeah, he very well may be soon.
Or the Razorbacks. Yeah. Yeah. So, talking about the G5, it looks like James Madison's in the.
They're in the driver's seat right now. If they win out, they're going to be hard to take out of that G5 spot, which would be a big feather in the cap for the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah. North Texas, first ranking this week.
Yep.
Since 1966, I think.
Yep. And what opened the door to all that was South Florida losing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think if JMU wins out, and there's a good shot that they will, that they'll probably be in that G5 spot, which would be incredible. They've got a good football team. I watched them play the Herd a couple weeks ago. They got Marshall by about a touchdown, but they've got a good football team.
Looking forward to that. Moving on, is this right? Virginia Tech set to hire James Franklin?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Beamer better go and beg them for a job, because I don't think he's going to have a job at South Carolina after this year.
Well, he could probably maybe at Arkansas.
I don't.
Well, Virginia Tech was one of those jobs we were putting consistently behind Arkansas in order that we thought that they were attractive, and this kind of says otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think I don't know that I just don't know about. I don't know. It depends on what's going to happen and what you think is going to happen. Is Virginia Tech going to be in that upper tier?
No.
Well, there's no way they will be. So how could it be more attractive? I don't see that. But
maybe he just loves the mountains of Southern Virginia.
And that may be true. That may be true.
Maybe he's a Metallica fan.
He may be. He likes Sandman. Yep. It's possible, too. Hey, so moving on to NFL, Steelers had a good game yesterday.
Yeah, played anytime really you well. Beat up the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
And they beat them up. There was an incident in that game where Ramsey gets thrown out of the game for punching Jamar Chase. Turns out they go to the video and Chase spit on Ramsey. So it'll be interesting to see what the NFL does about that. Also, Aaron Rodgers went down in that game. And Mason Rudolph basically had to lead him to victory, and he looked really good. So it'll be interesting to see what the Steelers do at quarterback if Rodgers can play.
I ain't never been the biggest Ramsey fan. I know he's a great ball player. But I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, too. If one of the three of y'all spit on me, we're fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the most disrespectful thing ever.
Yep, and the video is clear that he's that he spit.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Did he say, nice game, pretty boy?
So I don't know. I don't know what the NFL will do about that. You know, they had a spitting incident early in the season, wasn't it? Right, maybe
like week one or two.
Yeah, and
wasn't it on Dak Prescott?
That's right. Yeah, and he got suspended for a game. So Chase may be missing a ball game. Ramsey had to sit out the rest of that one because it was his second unsportsmanlike conduct. But boy. I think if the officials that saw the spitting, they may have not called the second one.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Spit's a lot harder to see than that punch.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he got him good.
So Green Bay comes back and beats the Giants. They've got, look who they got starting the quarterback. Jameis Winston.
We were talking about that man Spud the other night. I didn't even know he was still in the league.
He's good enough to be a backup.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's going to hang for a few more years. But, you know, you've got Russell Wilson must be in a nightclub in New York somewhere and got lost. I don't know where he is. So you start Jackson Dart for what, three games? Was it three games?
Something like that, yeah.
So you start him for three games as what are you doing pulling him out now? You let it go, right?
Yeah.
The Giants clearly do not know what they're doing.
No. No, they don't.
And they fired their coach at the first of the week last week.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, you let Barkley walk, and apparently Daniel Jones was a victim of coach malpractice because he's went to the Colts and he's done incredible things.
Yeah.
So the Giants have a long way to go.
So, you know, and who's the team this year that surprised you the most so far?
Probably the Broncos.
I was going to say Broncos.
Okay. So, I thought the Broncos looked better at the end of last year. Who surprised me the most so far is Chicago.
Yeah. Chicago is looking good.
I mean, they're playing really well, and I don't know how.
I don't know. Maybe the most surprising team might be the Chiefs.
Well,
but they're 5-5
in a bad way. Yeah. Yeah, you may be right.
The Broncos have pretty much put them in the rearview mirror as far as the division goes. So the Chiefs will be fighting for a playoff spot or a wild card spot.
Yeah, I saw something. It may have been this morning, said if playoffs started right now, they were out.
Yeah, they were out after they lost this week, and they were out last week. Yeah. So, they're further out now.
So, you know, Monday Night Football, they got the YouTube TV ESPN thing fixed because of this game.
Look for your YouTube TV to go up $20 here in the near future. That $20 credit they give you, they're going to take it back.
Yeah.
Jainty is my fantasy football running back, so
oh, really?
I have a little interest in that game tonight.
Yep. Well, he ought to do well.
I hope so.
Running against that rugged Cowboy.
This is kind of going backtracking a little bit, but talking about the Steelers and the Bengals, and you were talking about quarterbacks and Winston, Flacco. I believe the combined age was 81 years old between Rodgers and Flacco yesterday. I might be wrong on that, but I believe
Rodgers is 42.
Is he 42?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I told Tony, I said, Steelers have been looking for a quarterback, and they found one. He was on the other team. Flacco comes in there and looks like an all-pro.
I didn't think if I could remember this, but I saw a meme the other day that the AFC North has always had an all-time quarterback, and it had a picture of Rodgers and Roethlisberger. They've always had the old quarterback, and his Rodgers and Flacco, and went back and forth, and it had the Browns quarterbacks and the potential quarterback for starting quarterback for another team, and it had the Browns quarterbacks.
Well, I was just going to say, talking about the Browns, I didn't watch a whole lot of football yesterday, but I caught some updates, and at one time they said something about Shedeur Sanders was leading the Browns down the field.
Yeah,
so.
he finished the game.
Did he?
Gabriel got knocked out, so he finished the game.
Anything else y'all want to talk about NFL? How about NBA? You want to talk about that? Well, I don't know anything about it, but
me neither.
It doesn't matter for a while, for about 6 months.
I just keep up with Austin Reeves now, see how he's doing.
Yeah. But he's doing all right. But anything else y'all want to talk about?
I think we're good.
You good?
I'm good.
Okay. Tyler?
All good.
Y'all are going to give me a Tyler a UFC segment one day.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it.
That sounds like a special episode.
Today's not your segment. Yeah. Today's not it.
Okay.
So we're not giving you that segment today. So anyway, I guess that kind of closes it out. We appreciate everybody. I do have one other thing to say before I close it out.
Oh.
Pardon me. We are not going to do a show next week. It's Thanksgiving week.
We're
gonna,
UFC week.
That's right.
Yeah. You and Tyler can do UFC if you want to.
Yeah, special UFC coming out next episode next week.
Yeah. I'll be sitting in here like Tyler. I'll be on my phone just looking at it. None of those guys have names you can pronounce.
What? You don't know Zabit Abdurmakarov or... Abdulmanap Nurmagomedov. You can't say that.
Hey, I can barely say Jeff Tuttle. So or Libby.
Yeah.
So I got to be careful. So
my favorite is Magomed Sharperikov. He's one of my favorites. That's one guy.
Yeah. Right.
Sounds like people that Donald Trump's meeting with next week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
It could be.
There's a good chance he'll be at the UFC.
No, they're going to have it at the White House. That's why he's redoing the Rose Garden. He tore all that down. He's making a big UFC ring in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. $300 million, right?
Can't wait.
It'll all be good. We'll talk about it. But like I said, today's not today.
Not today.
Yeah. Anyway, time to close it down. We want to thank all our sponsors. We appreciate all they do for us, and we couldn't do it without you. Thank you to the coaches and the play-by-play guys and everybody that gets us the information. But most of all, thank you to the kids. We love talking about you, and that's why we do this. See you next week.
See you next week.
See you in 2 weeks.